Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the fastest ways to give a drum and bass track real personality, vocal texture. And not just any vocal texture, we're building a macro-controlled Ableton Live 12 rack that can move from dusty jungle chant to chopped ghost vocal atmosphere to gritty rave stab energy, all from one chain. If you make jungle, old school rollers, darker bass music, or DJ tools, this is a huge skill, because vocals in this style are not just lead lines. They can be the hook in the intro, the answer to the bass line, the tension in the breakdown, or that little moment that helps a DJ blend one record into the next. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the vocal like a full pop performance. Treat it like texture. Think smeared syllables, short throws, filtered grit, movement, and character. We want it to sit on top of the break, not fight it. And we want it to be playable, so we can shape it live with macros like it's an instrument. So here's the plan. We're going to build a two-layer vocal texture setup in Ableton. Shape the clean layer for clarity and attitude, shape the gritty layer for dust and movement, then map key controls to macros so you can perform the vibe quickly and automate it later. Start with the source. Pick a vocal sample that already has some attitude. It could be a sung line, a spoken phrase, a shout, a little a cappella fragment, something like come again, inside, move, or even a single soulful note chopped into syllables. For jungle and old school DNB, shorter is usually better. You want something that can act like a rhythmic element, not a long open-ended vocal. Drag the sample into an audio track and trim it tight. Cut away dead space, long breaths, and anything that makes the phrase feel too loose. If it's a longer line, split it into a few useful chunks. The goal is to make it feel like a DJ tool, something that can live in an intro, a drop, or a transition. If timing needs support, warp it gently, but don't overprocess a vocal that already has grit and character. Now build your layered group. Create two layers inside the vocal group. Layer A is your clean or primary vocal. Layer B is your texture or grain layer. This separation is really important, because in DNB you usually want one layer to keep the identity clear, while the other layer adds dust, haze, width, or instability. On the clean layer, start with a Q8, then a compressor or glue compressor, then auto filter, then a reverb or hybrid reverb, and finally echo. This layer is your definition layer. It should still sound like the phrase, just shaped for the record. On the texture layer, use a Q8, saturator, redux or light drum bus, auto filter, and utility. This layer is where the vocal becomes old, smoky, noisy, and exciting. For balance, keep the clean layer a bit louder than the texture layer. A good starting point is the clean layer peaking around minus 10 to minus 14 dB, and the texture layer more around minus 16 to minus 20 dB. That keeps the identity present without letting the texture become a mess. Let's shake the clean layer first. Use a QA to high-pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears out low-end mud and keeps the subspace free. If the vocal sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more speech clarity, give a small boost around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Then use compression to keep the vocal steady. You don't need to crush it. Just a few dB of gain reduction will help it sit in the track. After that, add auto filter. For an old school or jungle intro vibe, start darker, maybe around 1.5 to 3 kHz on a low pass. Give it a little resonance, but don't overdo it. We want movement, not whistle. Map this filter cutoff to a macro, because opening the vocal up over time is one of the easiest ways to create energy. Then add echo, but keep it subtle. A synced 1/8 or 1/4 dotted delay with low feedback can give the vocal a rhythmic halo without turning it into a giant wash. Roll off the low end in the echo so the delay doesn't step on the kick and snare. This should feel like the vocal is bouncing around the break, not floating away from it. Now move to the gritty texture layer. This is where the vocal gets that dubplate, pirate radio, tape-worn kind of feeling. Start with a Q8 and high pass more aggressively, maybe around 200 to 300 Hz. Then use saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip if needed. After that, add redux very gently if you want grain and a bit of digital age. Keep it tasteful. We want roughness, not total destruction. Use auto filter on this layer too, maybe as a band pass or low pass, depending on how focused you want it. Then use utility for width, but stay careful. Wide is good, but in DNB the center must stay stable. If needed, add a light drum bus so the layer feels glued to the drums instead of pasted on top. If the texture gets harsh, don't just turn it down. Shape it. Dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz, or gently roll off above 8 to 10 kHz. Old school character does not mean muddy or painful. It means controlled roughness. Now comes the fun part. Turn the whole thing into an audio effect rack and map the important controls to macros. This is where the vocal becomes performable. A strong macro layout could be something like this. Dark, grain, width, throw, space, motion, presence, and cut. Dark can control the filter cutoff and maybe also reduce a touch of delay or reverb as it opens, so the sound gets brighter without getting washier. Grain can drive the saturator and the redux amount. Width can expand the texture layer, but only in a safe range. Throw can control delay, wet, and feedback for those end-of-phrase moments. Bass can control reverb amount. Motion can move the filter or autopan feel. Presence can shape the useful mid-range. Cut can act like a quick mute or chop control on the texture layer. That pairing idea is really powerful. One macro should do more than just one thing. For example, when you open the vocal up, maybe you also reduce a little reverb so it stays focused. Or when you push grain up, maybe the texture gets a touch darker so it doesn't become harsh. That's how you get movement that feels musical instead of random. Next, we need rhythm. In DNB, vocal texture has to lock with the groove. It can't just sit there statically. One easy way to do that is with autopan. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16 with a modest amount, just enough to make the vocal breathe. Another option is a gate. If you want the texture to chop in time with the beat, you can also use an envelope follower if you want the vocal or drums to drive the motion. For a classic old-school roll, a synced 1/8 movement with a bit of echo can feel amazing. And if you want it to feel more like a sample DJ tool, chop the vocal into short fragments, maybe half bar or one bar pieces, and place them in arrangement like a conversation with the drums. That arrangement part matters a lot. In DNB, vocals often work best when they evolve across sections. Start with a filter teaser in the intro. Open it a bit into the build. Let it support the drop, but keep it tucked behind the drums and bass. Then strip it back for tension, and bring it back as a surprise. That contrast is what makes the vocal feel alive. A nice phrase structure might be, first 8 bars filtered and mysterious, next 8 bars with more delay and space, then a drop section, where the vocal is chopped and subtle, then a bar or two where it disappears almost completely before returning with a throw. That kind of movement gives DJs something useful and gives the track clear energy changes. Once the rack feels good, record a performance pass. Move the macros while the track plays. Don't just automate volume, automate character. Open the filter, throw in delay at the end of a phrase, add a little grain before a switch up, then pull it back. This is where the rack starts feeling like a real instrument. And here's a killer workflow tip. Resample your best 8 or 16 bars of macro movement onto a new audio track that freezes the performance into a new texture you can chop, reverse, or place as a transition tool. This is very classic DNB. Design it, perform it, resample it, edit it. Fast, musical, and way more intentional than just looping the same thing forever. A few quick pitfalls to watch out for. Too much reverb can wash out the break, so keep the tail under control and high-pass the reverb return if needed. If the vocal is fighting the bass line, high-pass it more and reduce the 200 to 500 Hz area. If the texture is too bright and steps on the snare, dull it down a bit. And be careful with macro ranges. If one knob makes the vocal disappear, that range is probably too extreme. Keep the movement musical. Also check mono, because wide vocal textures can get unstable fast, especially in heavier DNB. A couple of pro moves before we wrap up. Think in vocal states, not just settings, but personalities. The same phrase can be a teaser, a threat, a response, or an aftermath depending on how you shape it. Also, use contrast. Keep it dark in the intro, then briefly open it up at the drop. That contrast makes the drop hit harder. And if you want even more character, try a ghost layer under the main vocal, very low in the mix, hard filtered, just enough to make the hook feel haunted. So the takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, the vocal works best when it behaves like a rhythmic texture and arrangement tool, not just a lead line. Build two layers, shape them with stock Ableton devices, map the important controls to macros, and let the vocal move with the drums. Then resample the best moments and use them like samples inside your own track. If you do the mini practice exercise, choose a 1 to 2 bar vocal with attitude, build the two-layer rack, map at least 6 macros, and make an 8 bar loop with filtered intro, more delay and space, chop texture, and a stripped back section. Then test it at around 170 to 174 BPM, and make sure it supports the groove without masking the snare. That's the move. Keep the core clean, Keep the texture gritty and let the vocals speak in the gaps. That's how you make it feel authentically jungle, old school, and ready for the DJ Tool Zone in Ableton Live 12.